It's time once again for our segment, Language Pet Peeves. We've asked our listeners to send in their language complaints, and you have responded with hundreds of emails asking our language expert, Richard Lederer, what's right, what's wrong, and what up. Richard is the co-host of the show Away With Words on member station KPBS in San Diego, and that's where he joins us. Hi, Richard.
Hello there.
Richard, you've been in the language game for a very, very long time. Are there things that just keep coming up?
Yes, there are, Corva, and three of them that I think of in terms of the great confusables, lie and lay. I think the word that will get one in the most trouble, at least the word that I can say on a family show such as this, is irregardless. Irregardless. There are other words that'll get you in more trouble, but we don't say them here. And finally, Corva, and this is your field, the area of sound, I think the mispronunciation that just squeaks like chalk over on a blackboard, nuclear. So those would be the big three.
We won't assign blame to anyone in particular.
Not at all. We're not thinking of anybody at all. I'll tell you this, though, in terms of presidents, it goes back to Eisenhower.
Oh, okay.
We've had a whole host. I'd say probably half our presidents have had trouble with that word.
Well, let's get started. And first we have Rich Wolf from Rumson, New Jersey. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Corva and Richard.
Rich. Hello. You have a language peeve about a pretty common expression. What is it?
Well, my pet language peeve, and one that has peeved me for years, is that there's no point to the frequently used expression, a point in time, as a point is an attribute of space, not time. I think the expression should be a moment in time.
Carl Sagan has returned from the dead. So, Richard, what about Rich's point?
Well, at this point in time, was popularized during the Watergate hearings. You remember that? At this point in time, and they would go on. I think it's the bureaucrat's way of using 17 letters to say now. In other words, I'm not even sure a moment in time. I would just say this moment. I'm not sure we need. I think they're both redundancies. And rather than at this point in time, just say now, that's all we need to say.
Richard, but going back to Rich's point about point in time as opposed to point in space, doesn't Rich have a point there?
I don't think so, because you see, you just said, doesn't he have a point there? And is that space? No. Words have more than one meaning. So I wouldn't nail down point as simply meaning space. I think it's used metaphorically. It's just that in this case, at this point in time, too many words, too many letters, just say now.
Good point.
Thanks very much, Rich.
Thank you.
That was Rich Wolf from Rumson, New Jersey. And next on the line from Los Osos, California, is James White. Hi, James.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What is your language pet peeve, James?
Well, I described it as the death of the adverb, and I may have overstated, but maybe it's only an endangered species. But, for example, you go past a bakery and you see a sign for fresh baked bread. And I often wonder what happened to freshly baked bread. Another example might be Apple's ad telling people to think smart.
Someone has taken all the L-Y's,
exactly.
Richard.
Yeah, the Apple ad, I think, is Think Different, and it has received a lot of criticism.
Right.
Okay, this is a little bit on the fence here. Understand, first of all, that all adverbs don't have to have L-Y. And in certain idiomatic situations, even with a choice, you often go with what looks like an adjective. It's still an adverb. Corva, I think we say go slow rather than go slowly. I think that's the idiom. Let's go to the fresh baked. I think it's idiomatic. You go to the florist. Do you get fresh cut flowers or freshly cut flowers?
Well, I get fresh cut.
I see it as fresh cut.
Hmm.
And fresh baked, I think, is idiomatic. Now, I agree that the adverb is under siege. I think it is endangered in things like he speaks real good, which is a double violation. It should be really and it should be well. I think good for well, he bats good, he speaks good, and the real good, I think that is a near death of those adverbs, and that concerns me. But despite the so-called grammar, you have to have an ear for natural American speech, and often we get the go slow and the fresh cut flowers.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
James White of Los Osos, California. And finally, Alicia Powell joins us from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Your language pet peeve is actually a written complaint, I understand.
Yes, having to do with using an apostrophe S to pluralize. I've lately seen this frequently with acronyms like CEO. For example, in the sentence, the CEOs voted on the amendment. Instead of simply adding a lowercase s to CEO, I've frequently seen an apostrophe s used to pluralize. And it seems incorrect, but I'm really not sure.
Richard.
I'm with our caller, and I appreciate the fact that she says, well, which way does it go? We do see these apostrophe s's for a plural. We are so cowed by apostrophes that, well, if there's an S, any kind of S, we'll put the little squiggle.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it particularly with foods, apples, hot dogs, G apostrophe S. There actually is a word, the greengrocer's apostrophe, and it means a gratuitous apostrophe for a food plural.
Hmm.
Now, in terms of CEOs, here's the rule. If you have CDs, for example,
mm-hmm.
or CEOs, and those letters are capitalized, you don't need the apostrophe before the S. You simply need the S. So I think the apostrophe is gratuitous. I'm with you, my friend. We are just in a state of apostrophe catastrophe.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
That was Alicia Powell of Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. Thanks to everyone who's joined us today, and thanks to all our listeners who've written to us about their language pet peeves. If you have a language gripe, you can email us at watc@npr.org. Be sure to include your name, where you're from, and your daytime and evening phone numbers. Well, Richard, thanks very much.
Well, thank you. Our first time together, and a few more, I hope, Corva.
I hope so, too.